Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday. About 20 minutes from now, lightning bets, including our same game parlay for tonight, Monday Night Football, Seattle at Washington. Right now, though, let's hit on some awards and what feels like some awards are over. But maybe there's still some you could jump in on, even though we think this thing might be wrapped up in terms of who's actually going to win these awards. Joe, you mentioned during the break last night, Myles Garrett, what he did last night. I saw this, the graphic went up, the 14 sacks he had at that point, whatever point the game was, second quarter, whatever. He's had a great year. He is the favorite to win the Defensive Player of the Year award on FanDuel Sportsbook. Yet, it's still 2-1. It's not, you know, this isn't overwhelming. It's not minus 500. You're not giving up crazy value to jump in here. Myles Garrett, 2-1. Trayvon Diggs, 6-1. TJ Watt, 7-1. Matthew Judon, who's had a great season for the Patriots, 7-1. Aaron Donald, 10-1. Those are your top five here. At this point, I'd be shocked if it's not Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the second favorite of FanDuel Sportsbooks, Trayvon Diggs, as you mentioned, at plus 600. The third favorite, TJ Watt, he's on a bad defense, right? And he made his return, and we didn't see the same impact. Judon has popped. Donald, right now, the market's so down on the Rams, I don't see him. It's like, where's the path for somebody else? And we said it at the time when Diggs became the favorite, when he leapfrogged Garrett, when he was on that incredible tear with all the turnovers, that, well, it's just not going to continue. I mean, that's just not fair. You can't ask a player to do that for an entire season, and it hasn't. In his last five games, he has one interception after having a run of two. He had seven interceptions in six games, and now he's had one in his last five. So things have settled in here. Now, Garrett has been the favorite most of the year. From what I remember, I believe he was a preseason favorite. He was around that 4-5-1 mark. And just watching last night how he continues to take over game after game after game, even though he isn't on a phenomenal defense. He's a phenomenal player. He's on a tier all by himself. I think the award is done as long as this man stays healthy and continues to contribute. Is there value at plus 200 for Defensive Player of the Year for Myles Garrett?
I think there is. And you say he's not on a great defense, and I agree they're not overwhelming. And they're fourth in the NFL in yards per play allowed. I mean, they've had five weeks or so giving up 20 or less points. They're a good defense.
They're very good. I'm more so saying when you think, okay, are they elite defense? You start naming off a few teams. Are they one of the first teams that comes to mind? Probably not, but he's A1 as far as pass rushers.
Yeah, he is. And I mean, he's got an outside shot at 20 sacks. They still have five games to go. I mean, he could get to 20 sacks. Aaron, I think Myles Garrett is the Defensive Player of the Year. I'm with Joe. This is probably over, barring injury. And you can still get it at 2-1. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I agree. I got it at plus 350 a while ago. in October 13th. Wish I put more money on that back then, but hey, that's why you need to listen to our show, because we do break the futures down every week and tell you where you can find value. And that Myles Garrett one looked good over a month ago, and now look, you know, you can still find it at plus money, so why not jump on it?
Yeah, JG, do you think the Garrett price should be closer to the Mac Jones price for Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, why do you think it's not? Because the Diggs is it the Diggs market? Is it because he, like, here's the thing about Trayvon Diggs. If he has another couple of high-profile pick sixes, it's going to change everything. Like, he plays a position. He has a style about him that he makes plays that most corners don't make. So perhaps they're hedging it a little bit, trying to keep it a little closer. I don't know. But your general question, yeah, I would have. If I logged on this morning, I thought, I don't know, even money, Myles Garrett, that at least that. You just look at one.
I would guess that big part of this is the liability that was built up, because there were people for a couple of weeks there that got some big numbers on Diggs, and they weren't buying in. They weren't buying in 30-1, 25-1, 20-1. All those added up quickly. So maybe they don't want to make Garrett the overwhelming favorite, because then you've really got to bring that Diggs number down.
Yeah, you're right. They do.
Our guy Hassan Reddick? Remember when we were talking about
that? Would we have him stacked?
Well, never for Defensive Player of the Year.
Remember we threw his name out at some point.
Yeah, he was a long shot for sacks.
Where does he have now? Does he even in the picture anymore? Myles Garrett is 14. Watt is second, 12.5. Judon, 11.5. Where's our boy Hassan? Oh, boy, he's far down.
Everybody on campus
He's 10.5. He's 10.5. He's not as far as I thought. He's sixth in the NFL in sacks behind Garrett, Watt, Judon.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, Bosa, Quinn, and Reddick. In a world without Garrett, he's right there. All right, so, Joe, you mentioned Mac Jones. This is actually one we, live on the air, we got to talk about this in the summer, because we were doing the show, whatever August morning it was, when Cam Newton got cut. And we all realized right away that meant Mac Jones was going to be the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. And I jumped on it. I think it was 10-1 when he got cut. By the time I got it on FanDuel, because the line was moving fast, it was 7-1, and I jumped on that. And now, I would say, 6 weeks ago, Joe, that Ja'Marr Chase was the favorite. It wasn't any of the quarterbacks. It was Ja'Marr Chase. Well, now Ja'Marr has slowed down in Cincinnati, and Mac Jones, they just win every week. He is now minus 250 to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year award.
He's more than slowed down. Ja'Marr Chase does not have a 50-yard game in his last four. Wow. And when you've got all of these quarterbacks that are playing, and one of them is on the hottest team in the NFL, and you play for the Patriots, it's going to be tough to take down that quarterback. And you can't have any let-ups. Well, that's exactly what's happened here with Ja'Marr Chase. I'm not surprised at all that there was going to be one of the five quarterbacks taken in the first round that was going to take over this award. It was just a matter of figuring out which one. And I'm not sure that many people thought that this Mac Jones thing was going to go off like this. But at minus 250, I have a hard time even making a case for someone else. Like, a couple of weeks ago before the Lions game, I was like, okay, maybe Justin Fields, if he can just go on this incredible tear right now, because the only way someone would possibly catch Mac Jones would be another quarterback. I think the Ja'Marr Chase thing is done. Almost nothing he could do. He would have to be Randy Moss scoring multiple touchdowns every single game to get back into this conversation. And I thought we'd have a higher price at minus 250. If we look at FanDuel right now, here's how big the gap is. You go Mac Jones minus 250, Ja'Marr Chase plus 200, and then Najee is 50-1. He's the third favorite. It feels like this one's done.
I agree. Is there any value to putting a small hedge in case he gets hurt? Because I think we're at the point now, the only way he loses is if he gets hurt. I have a name for you. Well, so I'm looking down the board, right? So we know Ja'Marr Chase would be second, but he's slowed down considerably. Then it's pretty much everyone is 50-1 or worse. Quietly, and he wasn't talked about because Ja'Marr Chase first had the breakout, then Devontae Smith played well. Quietly, Jalen Waddle is on pace for 109 catches as a rookie. He's 150-1. Like Jamar Chase had the big plays. Devontae Smith's been good. But Jalen Waddle is on pace for 109 catches as a rookie. Would that be the rookie record for receptions? Anquan Boldin had 100, I believe, right? He won the rookie of the year?
He's really stood out. He's really stood out. I thought you were going to throw Mitchell at me.
Well, he's 100-1, and he's breaking out right now. Aaron, you want a long shot? Jalen Waddle, Elijah Mitchell?
That was his first 100-yard game of the year.
Yeah, it's been mostly short stuff, right? I think he has like 9 yards a catch. It's not much, but he has...
I like Waddle. I like the argument. I mean, we don't hear about him as much, but he's quietly, like you said, he's going to be right there in receptions. That's awesome.
Okay,
77 receptions.
It would have, we all agree. We're just looking for a long shot, dart throw. Yeah. It would have to be a Mac Jones injury. With the odds given, is that the play? Can he go on enough of a tear in the final month and a half of the season to catch Jamar Chase? That's what you're asking yourself.
Yeah, I rule out the quarterbacks like Justin Fields and Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence. Haven't they established what they are this season? Like, they're not going to be able to do enough to supersede the mess that they've had before, right? They've had bad games. They've lost. Yeah. Like, I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not enough time for them.
I don't think so. No. Not with the pieces around them. Like, the Mac Jones thing, that's part of it. Like, yeah. He's in such a great spot.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I just feel like the Waddle thing, he doesn't make sense considering his production that he's the same odds as Rashad Bateman, as Zach Wilson, as Rondell Moore, as Elijah, as Kadarius Toney, who barely plays for the Giants. He's been hurt.
That is weird. A good point.
But in the end, are we wasting money?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, this is... Probably. Yeah, it's Mac Jones' award.
Yep. Feels that way. Just walk away. It's his award, but...
Give it to the man.
It's an interesting case, because Waddle has really come onto the scene. Like, there have been times you've watched Dolphins game recently, like, okay, maybe that wasn't the dumbest thing in the world, even though we know probably wasn't all that smart.
So here's one that the odds tell you it's probably over, but I'm not sure it is. Is Dak Prescott comeback player that you're done? -500. The only other one to consider is Joe Burrow. Carson Wentz is now at 14-1. The story is just different, right? Like, what is Carson Wentz coming back from? Let's be real. The guy stunk last year. We're just coming back from being bad? Like, these guys came back from horrific injuries. We know how this works. That's a story, right? That's a comeback player of the year story. There's two of them ahead of Carson Wentz. I don't see that at all. It's Burrow or Prescott. -500 Prescott, +600, 6-1 Burrow. I don't think this is a wrap yet.
Dak, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Burrow, 22 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. quarterback rating, 101.6, 104.2. You might be right there. Should there be like this big gap?
Here's where the Cowboys are more of a lock for the playoffs. Is that it?
Cowboys are more of a lock for the playoffs. And the other part is Cincinnati, Dallas, and the pantheon of the National Football League. I mean, are they even close? They're not in the same atmosphere.
No.
But there's value.
How's our guy Lamar doing for the rushing yards later? Remember when we took that?
Yeah, FanDuel offered me a buyout, and I didn't accept it a few weeks ago. I should have.
Dang it.
Well, I mean, I still think that the thought process, if Derrick Henry went down, it's wide open. I still feel good about the thought process. It's just not going to happen. I mean, Jonathan
Taylor just did a little sprinkle on it. The odds were amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, when we're talking about long shots, like 80, 100. Like,
yeah.
If you hit one of those a year, your gear's made. Yeah.
Which is why people can't complain to you about the Ohtani thing, because you hit Robbie Ray.
And the Ohtani thing wasn't even a good number. It's like, for the course of 9 month sweat. But yeah, you would think it's going to be Taylor. Can Mixon catch him?
What do we have? Joe Mixon is how many yards behind?
Almost 300.
And if they play the same amount of games? Like same bye week and all that? No, the Colts have a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
So that adds a game to Mixon's ledger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor's played an extra game. He's at 12 games.
And we've got the Chargers this week for the Bengals.
Uh-oh. You saying Joe Mixon's going to run for 200 this week?
I'm just wondering if the door is cracked open.
Well, okay. So let me ask you this, because let me play this out. Because Taylor's got 12 games, Mixon's got 11. Let's just leave the Colts. Let's just put them on the side for a second. How many yards? Just give me a number that Mixon's going to run for this week against the Chargers.
127.
All right. Would you today, if I told you they both had played the same amount of games, and Mixon was within 127, basically within 150 yards of him, would you take the bet?
What are my odds?
Well, let's say the odds are what they are now, right? We're projecting the game, but the odds are what they are now.
Okay. Yeah, I would take the bet because it's Mixon 14-1. Yeah, I would bet that.
So, and then I'm saying, if you want to do it, you should do it now, because he's about to face the worst rush defense.
That's my point. Right. Exactly. Those odds are better than I expected them to be.
Interesting. It's probably going to be Taylor, though. Frank Reich knows. He's got to ride.
Of course. Yeah. Well, especially after what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, okay, he's about to pass Henry. He's going to be in the mix, 1-2. And you've got the game in hand, and you've got an easy matchup this week. Just with those odds, is it worth a shot?
You want to hear a remarkable statistic about the rushing leader? Derrick Henry hasn't played since October. It will be December this week. He still leads the NFL in attempts.
Attempts.
He's still up by 10. He hasn't played since October. An entire month has gone by without Derrick Henry. He's still up in attempts. That's insane to me. Just shows what kind of that guy's just a different. He's just different. He's just different than everybody else. All right, you know what we have coming up here on the other side? We have lightning bets, and we have to get everyone set for Monday Night Football. Our same game parlay. It's the last game of Week 12. We have yet to hit a same game parlay. Dare I say tonight is the night. We hit this. Neither Aaron or Joe look confident, but I'm feeling good. Tonight's the night. Our same game parlay hits. We'll have that next week right here on BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.